This is KCUR 89.3. NFL football isn't just about X's and O's. It's also about background checks before someone even steps onto the field. And now more than ever, women's voices have become important when it comes to player assessments. KCUR's Greg Eklund reports.
As the second woman ever to become a year-round assistant coach in the NFL, Katie Sowers knows that she's under scrutiny. Before she was hired by the San Francisco 49ers, Sowers, who lives in Kansas City in the offseason, says she was comfortable with any check on her background.
You know, I'd like to say my background's pretty clear, so I never felt like I had anything to worry about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stand up. Here come your very own Kansas City Titans.
Sowers got her football start with the Kansas City Titans, a professional pay-to-play women's team.
I played in the Women's Football Alliance for 8 years. But I also served as an offensive coordinator for a year while I was also playing quarterback, and I also served as a general manager for the team.
Now she's in her third year with the 49ers. On draft day, in a room with front office personnel, she's among the others, analyzing college talent and their backgrounds.
You know, if there could be a top draft pick in terms of combine scores, you know, athletic ability, but if his background check doesn't come through like the way that we want it to, we don't feel like he's a quality guy, we don't feel like he's coachable, he will not be on our team.
Which brings us to the Kansas City Chiefs. The issue of background checks have been in the spotlight around here since December 2012, when former Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher shot his girlfriend before he went to the Truman Sports Complex and shot himself. 4 years later, top management had changed. John Dorsey was the general manager and Andy Reid the coach. And in 2016, the Chiefs drafted Tyreek Hill, who, while in college, pleaded guilty to punching Crystal Espinal while she was pregnant with their first child. At the time, Dorsey said about the team's background check on Hill,
"We have done all of our due diligence. I mean, we really have."
Dorsey never revealed whether he or anyone with the Chiefs ever talked to Espinal. But on the night of this year's draft, Espinal was heard when snippets of a recorded spat between her and Hill about the treatment of their young son was broadcast on a local station. But she has not spoken publicly. What might be surprising is that since the 1990s, the Chiefs organization has been at the forefront for listening to wives and girlfriends about family concerns.
It was just amazing to gain, like, to hear them, like, their side of it.
That's Lamont Winston, the team's former executive director of player development. Before working with the Chiefs, Winston was an assistant coach at Nevada and was involved firsthand with background checks.
I see the mom, the dad, or the grandmother, or I see the athlete's conditions. And so when that player signs with you, with your school, you're like, okay, I'm getting all this.
Winston, who's now a consultant, says it's similar in the NFL. He listens not to just what comes from the players, but also from those closest to them.
They're just not the player's wife or the player's girlfriend or no. They're a vital part.
Sowers says she has seen instances of the 49ers just saying no to certain pro football prospects.
I won't say names, but I've definitely seen players on our draft boards that, you know, you can say you put like a black dot on them.
Sowers is an example of a woman whose voice is not only listened to, but one of more and more women in and around the NFL who can make or break careers. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
Katie Sowers and the rest of the San Francisco 49ers will take on the Kansas City Chiefs in a preseason game this Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium.